Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling because I received the brochure about the secure loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a 16-digit reservation number on that?
2311 2001 0035 1909.
Okay, and I'm showing the business name as Mothscape.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and the number you're calling from, is that the business number or is that a mobile number?
Not. This is a business number.
Okay, the one you're calling from. Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Supot. Spell Suphoj.
Okay, perfect. And we have an address of 769 Tremont Street, Unit 1A in Boston.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So, what you had received is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Pardon? I'm sorry.
Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Just using for to run the business, I guess. And I have like a just expanding the equipment.
Okay. You do need equipment?
Maybe later on we will need to use equipment.
Okay, so no equipment today.
No, not
Okay.
equipment.
Okay,
Just a bit
and
problem.
what does the business do?
At the flower shop.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. Okay. And how is everything going?
It's going good, yeah. A
Yeah.
lot of like good feedback about like our products and design, and then getting more busy.
Okay. So you just need general working capital for the business?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And did you have an amount in mind that you were looking
Probably
for?
like I'm not sure the how much that I can get, but this one is showing 250.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just I only need like a 150.
Oh, okay.
How much? What was the? What the? I don't know. What's the term? How much
Yeah.
do they have to pay each month or?
Okay. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year, the gross revenue about almost 200.
Okay. And what are you on track to do this year?
This year, probably like between 250 to 3.
Okay. And did you have a time frame for getting the funding?
No, but
No. Did you need
whenever,
it? Did you need it in a week? Do you need it in a couple of months? When would you need the money?
maybe in a week or so, or
Okay.
in a month, that's fine too.
Okay. Now, are you the sole owner of the business? Okay. And how is your personal credit?
I strongly believe it's very good.
Very good. Okay,
Oh,
perfect.
it's excellent.
Okay. And then,
But this one is not related. It's just because I have like an LLC.
Yeah, this would actually go under your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit, which is nice. Now
Right.
we're showing a UCC filing for Eastern Bank from last year. Do you know what that was for?
Just for the working capital.
Eastern Bank?
It's in bank. I use them for my bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was
I
it a
have a
line of
secure
credit?
account. Yeah, it's a line of credit.
Okay. And how much is that line of credit for?
This one is, I believe, it's 50,000.
Okay. And do you have availability on that line?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Okay. How much do you think you have left on the line?
Less than 10,000.
Okay. Yeah, it's always good not to use the full amount because sometimes they can call the loan and make you pay it all off at once, which is, could be scary.
Right.
Okay. So let me tell you about how this program works, and then if you think it's a good fit, I'll let you know what I need to get you an approval. And I can usually have an approval within a day. So this would be an unsecured loan, and we can typically lend about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So for an initial loan, I think that you may qualify for around $20,000 to $30,000. Would that
Okay.
help you?
20 to 30,000.
Yeah, would that help you?
Maybe, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Because we don't want to lend too much money to a business. We don't want to extend too much and then you're in a situation where you're having a hard time paying back that loan. So this would be an initial loan amount, and then we can reevaluate it in a few months. If the payments are made on time, then we'll usually increase the loan amount and you can renew and get additional funding. And then a lot of times we'll waive any remaining interest and then just restructure the loan for you. But it's a good way to get your foot in the door. We also offer equipment financing. We have 0% APR credit cards for our current clients. So, and we offer a lot of different products. Does it sound like something that would work maybe, or?
I have to take a look. An unsecured loan, and if it's this amount, like you say, like 20 to 30 thousand, how much each month I have to pay?
What is that?
How much each month I have to pay?
Well, we allow you to choose the term length that you want. So the term lengths that we usually have are between 3 months and a couple of years.
Okay.
Okay? And then but you're not committing to the full amount because halfway through you can refinance the loan and extend the term. So let's just use $20,000 or as an amount.
Okay.
So you could potentially be paying back let's just say let's see here. Would you want the longest term?
It's longer, it's better.
You want longer. Okay. So it might be around $1,000 a month, give or take.
Ah, okay, yeah.
If we get you approved for, say, a 2-year term, I have 3-year, but it's a newer program, so I don't want to promise that. But I think that's a good ballpark. It's kind of what you can expect.
Yeah, $1,000, that's not bad. So, and this is unsecured loan. What's the difference between secure loan and
So a
unsecured?
secured loan would be, so at your bank right now, you bank with Eastern Bank, correct?
Right.
They're now giving you a line of credit, but the thing is they have your money there. So they're essentially lending you your own money back and charging you interest. So that loan is secured by your funds, right? Or they may ask for a piece of collateral, a vehicle, a commercial property. So these are all secured loans. This loan has more risk involved because we're not asking for any collateral or assets. What we're doing is we're lending to you based off your revenues, the revenues of the business. And so we're comfortable with the 10 to 15% range. And so that's how that works. So there is no collateral. Yeah.
And okay. So what's the interest?
So the interest that you'll pay back, so the $1,000 I gave you, that already would include principal and interest.
Right. And then
It
what's the
depends
rate?
on, it's not going to be a fixed APR. There'll be a fixed cost to the funds, but it won't be an annual percentage rate because a lot of these loans are not even a year long. So that's not how we structure it. So it'll be a fixed cost to the funds. So it'll vary depending on the term length you choose, and we'll give you different options. But it usually starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. So that means on a $20,000 loan, you would pay back a total of, it could be 22,000 for principal and interest, and it could go up from there. So maybe between 22,000 to 26,000. I'm just going to throw that out there, and anywhere in between would
Okay,
be
so
principal and interest.
20,000 interest, around 6,000.
No, it could be 2,000 to
Between two to
2 to 6 is a good range. It depends on what term you choose. We and then how if you have good credit, you would get a better program as well.
All right. It's a little bit very high.
It's not because
Compared to,
it's an unsecured loan.
right.
So, it's actually not. And you're writing off about 33% of the interest for your taxes as well. So, and if you were to divide that, say you got 10 cents on the dollar, but if it's over a 2-year term, that really is 5% annually. Does that make sense? So I think you need to kind of look at what your return is going to be. You know, if you're expanding, if you're buying inventory in bulk and getting a discount, if you're bringing in more business, then it's a really good return on the funds. So that's kind of what you have to look at. Do you want me to email you what I need to issue you an approval so you can see the different terms?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
You can email me at S like Sam, C like Cat, dot Bloom Couture Studio, B start with B like boy, L like love, O like orange, O like orange, M like a Mary, C like a Chris, O like orange, U like a upper, T like Tom, O like orange, U like upper, R like
Will you let the people on your team know?
no.
So Bloom Couture
T-U.
Studio, is it dot com?
No, T-O-U. T-U-R-E. T like Tom. No. T like Tom. U like upper. R like red. E like elephant.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
There's no studio?
Studio. Yes, studio.
Studio.
Room to a
Did you
studio.
say at Gmail?
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. So it's sc.bloomcouturestudio@gmail.com.
Right, Bloom Couture Studio.
Okay. And can you spell your first name again?
S like Sam, U like upper, P like Peter,
Okay.
H Henry, O like orange, J like Johnny.
Suphoj.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, okay.
Yeah. So I'll send this over. What we typically look at to see the cash flow is 6 months business bank statements in your most recent tax return. And then we can have an approval for you within a day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
This year I haven't filed tax yet. I have tax 2014, but
That's
this
fine.
year
Yeah. 14 is fine.
Extension.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
We have a lot of people that haven't completed it yet, so
yeah,
that would be fine. Okay, well, perfect. I will send this over shortly, and then let me know if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.